Welcome to Inclusion Matters, produced by the Center for Inclusive Childcare,
aka the CICC.
We're located at inclusivechildcare.org.
Welcome to Inclusion Matters, a podcast of the Center for Inclusive Childcare. I'm Cindy Croft, Director of the Center, and I'm here again today with Priscilla Weigel and Dia Anderson, two wonderful guests who are talking about inclusion consultation. And this is a continuation from our last podcast, so we're going to get right into it. Priscilla is one of our inclusion consultants, and Dia is the coordinator of our inclusion program here. So very excited to have both of you here. Of course, Priscilla is an ongoing contributor to the podcast, but we're really excited that Dia is joining us today.
Thanks for inviting me back.
So we had a great discussion in the last podcast about the specific inclusion consultation program at the center. And so we thought maybe we would get into maybe some broader notions about consultation. And one thing we didn't ask about was sort of what is the role of the consultant when they're doing inclusion consultation?
Well, the role of the consultant is really to do that basic consulting. Mm-hmm. It's relationship-based, although it's not an extensively long type of relationship. It's generally between, I'd say 2 to 8 visits that might consist of observation, meeting with staff and parents, brainstorming sessions, those kinds of things. The role is really to go in, to be an objective observer, to look at the environment, the interactions that are happening in the environment, and then sometimes it's a child-specific consultation where the consultant is looking at what might help this child to be more successful and to be able to remain in this program, because sometimes we get calls when children are at risk of being expelled from the program. Mm-hmm. And that's really the goal that we want to avoid. Our main goal is retention of children with special needs and or challenging behaviors. Mm-hmm. And so the role is not to do any type of formal evaluations or assessments. Mm-hmm. And the role is also not to do any type of labeling. Right. That's not where our expertise lies. That needs to be left to the professionals who are able to do that.
How does the consultant, because sometimes I'm guessing that staff or a child care provider might want you to go that direction, like what is going on? They may even have a notion in their head of what a child, quote unquote, has.
Exactly.
So how does the consultant sort of guide away from that conversation? Or
well, generally, I think what we tend to do is, we may say, I see some of those same concerns too, but, our job is to really look at how to help this child be successful. If we're really concerned that a child does need to be formally evaluated, then we will provide that information of who to contact.
Perfect. And also walk the provider through that connection with parents, or even sit there with the provider if they feel uncomfortable about it, too. I think I've done that before, too.
Yes. Yeah, I have, too, where I've actually sat down and met with parents, with a staff person, so we could kind of be almost that mediator person and sort of take on any of the negative feelings that might come up, and just let them know that we're concerned, but that it's hopeful.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And we usually really promote just the fact that early intervention is very researched, and there's lots of evidence that it's very successful in helping children.
Mm-hmm. That's a positive message.
Okay.
I suppose some of our listeners might be thinking, so many of these words like coaching and consultation and mentoring, get used all the time now in professional development in early childhood and school age. And so they might be thinking, well, I don't know what's what, You know, should I look for a consultant?
Right.
Should I look for a coach?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's confusing. And
right.
I know that there are standards being written. I know that NAYC has some different has some agreed upon definitions
right.
now, which makes it easier for all of us.
Right.
But how do you differentiate, you know, consultants from maybe coaches?
Well, I think one thing is that I see consultants as being someone who's not from that program.
Okay.
That's from outside. A coach might be someone from outside the program that's coaching on a specific developmental area or area of the curriculum, such as literacy or music, those types of things. Whereas the consultant generally is more of a short-term relationship, and usually it's around a specific concern.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas coaching, and I guess I think of mentoring too, often happen within the program where it's somebody who's maybe an expert in a certain area or is very skilled who can then coach another person just in what they've learned and to help them increase just their knowledge and comfort level with a certain area or...
Right. Moving those skills on.
Right.
Although I know our consultants often sort of dance a little bit between
yes.
the role of technical assistance provider and
right.
sort of longer-term coach.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I don't think, you know... In all of those roles, I don't think there's any definite line. It's
mm-hmm.
again, it's sort of a continuum
mm-hmm. right.
that you move back and forth on.
Right. And I think that the goal is to build that relationship of
right.
trust,
right.
which then allows that provider to come to us as a consultant and say, am I doing, you know, you gave me
right.
these recommendations. I wanted to just touch base with you and say, this one seems to be working, this one's not. What can
right.
we do?
Right.
So we want that
yes.
flow.
Yeah, we definitely want that relationship. And I think, you know, our program has been very successful in that we have many programs that will call us back
mm-hmm.
For another child maybe 6 months or a year later
mm-hmm.
When they have another concern that comes up. And I guess we have a lot of repeat customers.
Well, that's a nice segue to maybe you could share a success story, either one of you, of a child or a program you've worked with through a consultant has been able to make the outcome more positive.
Yeah. Well, I can think of one specific one that comes to mind that really shows how we can help with the retention aspect, in that we were called to a program where they were ready to dismiss this child from their program. In fact, the letter was written to the parents. The parents had been told the letter was written and that they had 2 weeks to look for another program for their child. Well, a consultant went in and did a couple observations and provided some different strategies and things they could do. But I think the most important thing that she did was she really found this little boy's strengths
mm-hmm.
and really helped the program staff to see, you know what, he really is a great kid. He's just struggling and that he really needs to know what your expectations for him are. And he was having trouble understanding that, and it was like a magical turnaround.
Wow,
and,
that's a great story.
Yeah, and he was able to stay in the program and probably became one of their favorite kids.
Oh, I love it. That's what we're all about.
Yeah.
Well, for those listening who may be, again, in Minnesota, they can contact the Center for Inclusive Child Care for on-site consultative supports outside of Minnesota. You know, you may want to contact your local child care resource and referral network system. Maybe your state is doing a quality ratings improvement project. Any one of those kinds of programs might have a coaching or a consultation piece
right,
in
right.
place that could benefit.
Right. And we do have, on our website, we do have a place where they can ask an inclusion consultant.
Mm-hmm.
And those questions come directly to me. And you know, I'll certainly do my best, even though I may not know their local resources. I'll do my best to provide any kind of information on whether it's biting or it's a certain type of special need that they'd like more information on. We can certainly do that.
Great. That's wonderful. Well, thank you both for being here. This was a very good discussion today, mm-hmm. and I think it'll help our listeners who are kind of curious and want to know more about bringing somebody into their program to help enhance quality and support inclusion.
Great.
So thank you both.
Thanks.
Yes, thank you.
That's all for now. See you next time.